While in the top phase, most of these strengths are sustained, embedded within the fruits of their success are the seeds of their decline. As a rule, as people in these rich and powerful countries earn more, that makes them more expensive and less competitive relative to people in other countries who are willing to work for less. At the same time, people in other countries naturally copy the methods and technologies of the leading power, which further reduces the leading power's competitiveness. For example, British shipbuilders had less expensive workers than Dutch shipbuilders. So they hired Dutch designers to design better ships that were built by less expensive British workers, making them more competitive, which led the British to rise and the Dutch to decline. Also, as people become richer, they tend not to work as hard. They enjoy more leisure, pursue the finer and less productive things in life, and at the extreme, become decadent. Values change from generation to generation during the rise to the top, from those who had to fight to achieve wealth and power to those who inherited it. They're less battle-hardened, steeped in luxuries, and accustomed to the easy life, which makes them more vulnerable to challenges. The golden era of the Dutch Empire and the Victorian era of the British Empire were such high prosperity periods like this. As people get used to doing well, they increasingly bet on the good times continuing and borrow money to do that, which grows into financial bubbles. Naturally, the financial gains come unevenly, so the wealth gap grows. Wealth gaps are self-reinforcing because rich people use their greater resources to reinforce their powers. For example, they give greater privileges to their children, like better education, and they influence the political system to their advantage. This causes the gaps in values, politics, and opportunities to grow between the rich haves and the poor have-nots. Those who are less well-off feel the system is unfair, so resentments grow. But as long as the living standards of most people are still rising, these gaps and resentments don't boil over into conflict. Having the world's reserve currency inevitably leads to borrowing excessively and contributes to the country building up large debts with foreign lenders. While this boosts spending power over the short term, it weakens the country's financial health and weakens the currency over the long term. In other words, when borrowing and spending are strong, the empire appears very strong, but its finances are in fact being weakened. The borrowing sustains the country's power beyond its fundamentals by financing both domestic overconsumption and international military conflicts required to maintain the empire.